Black Compass, Black Compass Media. Salute to everybody tuning in, everybody live in the building. We back with another one, man. Very special episode, man. We back with some battle rap historians. But before we get to that, let me get my guy Tone in the building. Tone, what's up with you?
Historians. Black Compass Media.
What's going on, bro?
She got my intro stepped on a little bit, but shout out to that. Tone, bro. Hey, man. Big salute to all of y'all, man. Salute to everybody that's still here, man. Big weekend coming up. A lot of things happened this past weekend as well. And like Polo said, we are here with guys that really put in the groundwork to, you know what I'm saying, like to kind of shape what this culture is, in my opinion. So this is actually pretty dope. You know what I mean? Double session and all that. You know, you can't talk. You definitely can't talk women's battle rap without Queen of the Ring, right? Mm-hmm. You can't do that. It's just impossible. You can't even tell a story without it. And, you know, and this brother that we have on has actually been involved in music and battle rap in the culture, especially, you know, everything going on around here in New York City for a long time. You know what I'm saying? So King of the Ring, and as y'all know, Queen of the Ring as well. Shout out to the entrepreneur, the curator of the culture. One of the guys on the forefront of what's going on, man. We got Vague. Vague, what's going on, bro?
Doing amazing, man. I just want to say this real quick. Tomorrow, we about to be in the hip-hop museum, son. Like, that's how I want to start it, man. What's up? You already know Grind Season Vague, the king of the Queen of the Ring, the king of the culture. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't let nobody dumb me down.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
My God.
Okay.
I see where you at too. You at the Rec Studio. What's up?
T Rec Studio, man. The Grand Champion. You see the T in the back. You know what I'm saying?
Let's put the ice on it real quick.
And I'm drinking that Grand Champion lemonade. Make sure y'all tap in with that. Grand Champion lemonade, man.
Oh yeah, why Rex do that to that little kid like that, man?
Let's get into that.
He deserved it. You don't play with a legend like that. Like, you gotta do baby steps. Now with battle rap, battle rap is so immature and disrespectful. That's what you get. Motherfuckers want to crawl and then run without learning how to walk. So you can't. That's like a baby when you're teaching them how to walk, and then they start trying to walk faster than regular walk, and they fall. Walk slow. He didn't want to do that. He wanted to run, man. Got his ass whipped. Bro, that's how it goes.
Tell Rex he gotta stay in this pocket. This pocket, that was the vintage Rex.
That's what everybody said. Wait, y'all gotta see the whole entire battle though. Y'all just saw a little bit. Like, when you see the whole battle, that's the Rex that battled A-Verb. That's that Rex.
Man, what? Yeah, nah. I peeped. You know what I mean? Little man was talking crazy, so I know Rex was like, "Nah, I gotta teach him something."
Bad.
Let's talk, man. Prom night. Huh. Prom night was over the weekend. Tone, how you feeling? How'd you like it? What was the experience?
I thought it was dope. I thought it was a different type of aesthetic of battle rap and stuff like that. And for those of us who actually attend events, I think it was an interesting concept and all that as well. You know, let's talk about it, man. Like, how do you feel coming off of that card and just the reception you had in the building and stuff like that too?
I think that the concept, yo, you know what's crazy? Bab's been having this idea for years. You know what I'm saying? She's been wanting to do this, but you know, everything is about timing. And you know, I guess now the timing was right. She put it together by herself. She put that shit together how she wanted to do it. We let her do her. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it was her and Nunu helped her with it, and it was successful. It was dope. The prom night, like, I never been to a prom. A lot of people that was there never been to a prom. Mm. And y'all was there, y'all saw it. Everybody looked good, smelled good. There was no gossip. It wasn't your typical battle event where there's drama. You know, it's usually drama at battle.
Right. Like, I was gonna ask you, like, how much did it? Just the aesthetic, like, how much that kind of changed the mood in there? Because I noticed it just kind of felt different. Like, did you see that as well?
It's like this, right? How you feel when you walk in the barbershop and then when you walk out the barbershop?
Real.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When you're about to go to an event and you pop on some fresh Air Forces, your attitude changes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when you look good, you feel good.
Right. Right.
When you feel good. That's a fact. When you feel good, you don't want no drama. Who wanna fight in you know what I'm saying? In $1,000 outfits. Mm-hmm. Who? You think I want to fight somebody in the shit I was wearing? Hell no. I'd have walked away. Now you got that.
You got it, bro. You got it.
Fighting, yeah. My hair done, fresh shape up, fresh outfit, head to toe. You think I want to fight? Man, got the manicure. You think I want to fight? Nah. Real shit.
Right.
So, definitely. So I think everybody, every single person in there dressed up was feeling good. When you feel good, the energy changes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Even if you was beefing with somebody on Twitter or whatever, when you walked in that shit with them outfits on, you forgot about that shit.
Is this gonna be a one-time thing, or is this gonna be the new look for Queen of the Ring?
Babs want to do one every year now because it was a success. So mm-hmm. Now the next,
there was a lot of people in the building.
It was
the next one's gonna be bigger, because I feel like the next one we're gonna have to have a bigger venue, because now everybody went and saw what it was like. Okay. So next year, y'all might want to come with 2 dates. You know what I'm saying? And y'all might want to invite friends that don't really know about the culture. But y'all know y'all got homies that don't want to go to battle events, but they want to go to upscale clubs. Mm-hmm. So this is like a mix. Like, you got a motherfucker that could finally come to a battle event, mm-hmm. feeling upscale. The food, right. The food was delicious. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on.
Yeah, and I do think like it was dope kind of seeing like all of the MCs and people did really take it seriously, kind of dressing up and all that. That was dope, you know what I'm saying? Now far as the battles, man, the battles, it was entertaining, I'll say that, you know, for what it was and everything. And it was all one rounders, like, and I ended up being able, I'm talking to people, I'm thinking about it. I mean, you don't want to stand up in the suit for 8 hours, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? So I feel like y'all got the most out of it. What do you think was a standout performance, or what performance you felt like, you know, kind of, you know, made the most of the event that day?
I liked all of them. I'm not going to lie. Mm. I liked the 2-on-2. You know what I'm saying? Both of them. Mm-hmm. I liked Farrah and Swamp.
Yeah, talk about that.
Their chemistry is amazing. And I feel like for him to be in South Carolina, him being in the Bronx, for them to be that, the chemistry to be like that, that was crazy. I wanna ask them, like, wait, did y'all fly out to hang with each other to practice, or was it all just FaceTime? Like, I wanna know how that shit went. Like, I got my own questions I wanna ask, you know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. I think Farrah and Swamp had amazing chemistry. Shuni and both Shuni and Fetty and Rock and Caution, they both had amazing chemistry.
Yeah, that was great. That was mm-hmm.
great. Mm-hmm. And so did Jack Boy and Flames. They all, I mean, it was. I think all the battles were dope.
Okay.
I like Dawn Lady and Lou Castro. You know what I'm saying? 40 had a slip up. Some uh-huh. slip ups, but you know, Fawn still did well. Mm-hmm. Like he gave the fans what they wanted. It was just a fire event. Just the mood was good. I never seen all these people smile like that. Mm. There was no trolling. There was no weird shit going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro. I've been going to these battle events for years, and that's y'all know y'all barely mm-hmm. see me at events. How many you seen? Y'all seen me probably 2-3 events max.
Max, yeah, it's a fact.
Y'all don't see me at events because I'm official. I don't do this, that internet shit. Like, if it's up, then it's up. It ain't up there. And then when I see you, I'm gonna act like I don't see you and all that. Nah, if it's up, it's up. Mm. I'm not gonna wait till an event to go see you and do that weird shit. Nah, nigga, where you at? I'm slide on you wherever you at. Now we're not gonna go fuck the event up and fuck somebody money up. And I'm gonna slide on you. So that's why I don't go out to these events, because he's bad. I don't tweet too much. Cause these battle rap niggas, like these niggas be tweeting, and they all younger than me. They all way younger than me. These dudes is in their 20s.
Talk about it.
So
I be saying,
like these battle rappers, I'm gonna keep it 100. All they got is battle rap. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I got Queen in the Ring. I got to deal with Ethica Boxers. I got to deal with The Rock, Terramana, Tequila. You know what I'm saying? I got to deal with Apple Music. I start my show on High 97 in January. Imagine me letting somebody disrespect me and somebody got to get hit. You know what I'm saying? I lose everything. My kids, my woman, my house. I lose everything. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I just stay away, because I know how these niggas are. I know how I am. And it ain't me. It's my niggas. It's not me. I'm the money. So when these internet battle rap niggas that just battle rap and throw these disrespectful shit across the social media, my niggas see that, it's action. It's gonna be action. So I'd rather just stay shut. That's why y'all see me, I'll be in the cut. You know what I mean? Like, if y'all do see me, I'm with some women, I'm with some ladies, I'm in a woman, I'm in a girl ear or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, like for real. Like,
what did you happen to today has been, you know what I mean, Tay Rock. I seen he came out. Did you happen to see that? The Tay Rock rant?
Yeah, I see
it. How you feel about that?
I don't feel no way about it. That's how he feel. That's his opinion.
Did you
let me tell you before. Mm-hmm. I got media training. You know what I'm saying? And I do radio. Like, you don't go get a messy answer about it.
Nah, I don't want no messy answer. But I want a real answer.
But somebody else would have gave a messy answer. Yeah, Rock is stupid for doing that. That's how he feel. You can't stop, like, I can't stop somebody from, it's like when somebody let me hear their music. Hold on. That's like when an artist let me hear their music or and I'll be like, they'd be like, what you think? I'll be like, I don't like it. I'm not saying it's whack. I just don't like it. That's just my opinion. Homeboy right. across the street might love it.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? Right. So that's Rock opinion. That's how he feel. Like, I can't tell him how to feel or think. I can't say that how he feels is stupid, because that's his opinion. That's how he feels. He feels like the judges or whatever should have been another way, then that's just how he feel. I'm not saying he's right or wrong. That's just his opinion.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Now the one thing though, you know, in the one round is I want to get your opinion on this in a battle rap sense, right? Like if you have one set of battlers or a battler that raps longer than the other one in a one round situation and is judged and it was like a significant amount of time, I guess I can understand why the group that didn't do that would feel it. You know what I'm saying? Like I would get that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, so when you watching a battle and someone raps longer, do you automatically feel like they took the battle, or have you seen instances where you felt like you might have rapped longer, but that wasn't?
Absolutely not, because motherfuckers would be saying 3 minutes of fillers.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I seen it happen in one rounders. Like, motherfucker there for 3-5 minutes saying fillers, had 3-4 haymakers the whole 5 minutes. And then his other motherfucker rapped for 3 minutes and was just hitting, punching. You know what I'm saying? And these rappers, they know their time limit. They know their time limit. You know what I'm saying? So if I would tap Babs or Diva, I would tap one of them. Like, if we know the time limit and they going over, it's like, I stop them. We got to stop them. And, you know, some battle rappers try to get mad. Nah, I'm going to keep going. No, you're not going to keep going, nigga. I'm glad that we only deal with females, because when if it had been dudes, like the girls be like, nah, let me finish, and I just be like, you know what, big, this is a female, let me let finish for a while. But if it's a dude and somebody like, nah, I'm keep going, bro, it might be an issue right there. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so like I said, they sign contracts, they sign agreements and all that. They know their time limit, so it's like, do what you do, baby.
I see what you're saying. What you was gonna say? Okay, let's talk. Let's switch the cloth a little bit, man. Cause yeah. I seen you at Chrome 23.
Yeah.
How you like Chrome 23, man? How you like that first round?
Man, I love Remy, man. So whatever Remy do, I'ma support it.
That's dope. That's dope that y'all have that camaraderie. To a lot of people, they be like, yo, y'all in the same space. Technically, a lot of people will view y'all as competitors, but this has remained, and not in a fake way, because I ain't gonna lie, I would check on fakeness, and I didn't see any fakeness. It's genuine support, you know what I'm saying? So
with us and Chrome 23,
yeah,
hell yeah, we support them. Like, hell yeah, like, listen, us supporting Remy we still queen of the ring, and she's Chrome 23. Like, us supporting Remy, like, that's us embracing her with what she's bringing to the table. Because what Remy's bringing to the, because remember, we both doing female battle rap.
Right.
So she might be able to take it to a place where we probably can't take it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So her supporting us and us supporting her, that just shows for the culture that everybody could be, you know, everybody could be hustling on the same block, but we probably hustling different weed. Or we could be selling crack and she could be selling dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, but we could hustle on the same block. Like, what's wrong with that? First of all, we're all grown. You know what I'm saying? We're not like little young 21-year-old league owners that is like, nah, Remy, do this and do that. Like, it's like, nah, she could do her. And we doing us. And then we could support her. She support us. What's wrong with that? Like, is there something wrong with that, though? Honestly.
Nothing.
Hell no. I think that is dope that even how y'all even, I don't even know if y'all did this on purpose, but even how the weekend was scheduled where y'all event was Saturday and then their event was Sunday, I thought that played into each other wonderful. So I definitely think it's a great look for both of y'all to be not competitors and be a family kind of, because y'all benefit each other.
Yo, honestly, I didn't speak to Rem prior to her event. I knew she was having a tournament coming up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I didn't speak to her prior to it, like, to know that her shit was on Sunday. So maybe she spoke to Babs, and was the Babs probably say, oh, we doing our shit Saturday. And she was probably like, all right, well, let me do my shit Sunday. And it makes sense, too, because if we do our shit, we had an event Friday and Saturday.
Yep.
So it makes sense for her to do it on Sunday, because if we doing a big event on Saturday, all the battle rappers are in town.
Right.
And if they all in town and she do it, and if they're all in town at our event and she does it on the same day, somebody's event's going to be empty.
Right.
So it made sense for her to do it on Sunday. So that way, all the support, and we letting everybody know Chrome 23 is tomorrow. We shouted it out at the events tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Everybody that was at our shit. And there might have been people at our event. My fault. There might have been people at our event that didn't know that Remy was having an event the next day and found out that day, and then probably went. We don't know.
I mean, I think it's dope. I definitely think for the state that women's battle rap is in, I think a tournament made a lot of sense. I want to get your perspective on the winners, the outcomes, the judging, right? You as a league owner, because I know this
tournament. I could give my opinion on Remy shit because it's not queen in the ring.
Yeah, please, because I wanna know from you, because you've been around this game for a while. Judging in itself, and you know, the outcomes and all of that as well. Like, did you feel like it was fair? Did you like the criteria? Like, what'd you think about it overall?
I think the judging brackets that Direct set up was amazing. Direct is a genius. Like, Direct is like, he's a super, like, he studies this shit. He knows this shit front to back. Direct, that's my brother. I knew Direct for so many years. Like, I knew Sarah Connor over 20 years. Like, a lot of people don't know that. Me and Sarah Connor go before grind time. Like, me and Sarah Connor knew each other before I knew Baz, before she knew Penn and all of them. Like, we knew each other. Like, that's family. Like, family for years. Like, anyway. But I think the way Direct set it up was dope, because it's a tournament. So, you know, you want to make it a little, you know, a little more like judging it, like, you know, and like their performance, their originality. Like, I think that was good, because that'll make people rap different instead of everybody trying to be the same and all that shit. You know what I mean?
Was you surprised by any of the outcomes? Did you like?
I actually got to watch some of the battles and all that. All right, just throw me a battle and I'll just tell
you. Let's say QB and C Ash.
Yeah, let's start there.
QB and C Ash. That was a toss up. I didn't watch that one on camera because I had to go to work. So I didn't get to see that one on the pay per view. But I got to see like E Hart. I saw Bonnie.
How you call it E Hart one? E Hart Cheddar.
Cheddar.
Cheddar, they both did amazing, both of them. But I feel that E Hart was the better that night. Like, E Hart was more like Cheddar, what Cheddar was, she was louder. And she was performing more. So, you know, it's like when somebody's screaming, but Cheddar was saying some shit. I'm not saying that she was not, Cheddar was saying some shit that I was like, I mean, y'all was there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I was judging. Yeah, I was judging, in fact.
He was judging.
That's why I was waiting on the criticism. I'm like, yo, them judges are trash. Them niggas got to
Nah, you know, E-Hawk, she been on a little campaign right now. She on the judge's helmet.
Tony, you fucked that one up, man. You dropped the ball. You dropped the ball. You know you dropped the ball. Did you watch it back?
I have not. I don't typically do that if I'm...
Watch that battle, and you're going to know you fucked up.
Yeah. Okay.
You're not, as a judge, you're not supposed to watch the battle again because then you're going, it's easy to watch a battle twice and then pick a winner.
Yeah.
But this is the thing with that, right? With judging battles, it's like you can't get mad at the outcome because that's how the judge feels.
Exactly.
Like Tony Bro could have felt like Cheddar said better lines than E-Hart, or maybe they both said good lines and maybe Cheddar was just saying it better. That, like I said, that's your opinion.
Right.
But my opinion is you fucked up on that one. I fuck with you, my boy, but you dropped it.
When he said Cheddar, I'm right next to him. In my mind, I already knew he was saying E-Hart. So I'm like, okay, yeah. Tone like, you know, I got to go with Cheddar. I said, what?
I thought Tone made a mistake. I was like.
Oh, man.
I was like.
I ain't mad at it, though, man. It was a close battle. That was a very good battle.
You know, when you see some of the newer girls that were on there, or just people getting the shot and stuff like that too.
Cheddar's not new. Cheddar's not new.
I'm saying like when I talk about like the Chirac's and Hazzy's been around, but even like some of like the some
they still even though they've been around, some of them are just now getting a look though.
They getting that.
I felt like Chirac won too. I felt like Chirac.
You felt like she won too. Okay.
I felt like Chirac.
A lot of people in the building had her winning too.
That's a fact.
I thought she was gonna win. And who else?
It was Miss Miami. Miss Miami did her thing versus
who she battled?
Hazzy. Yeah.
That battle with Miss Miami and Hazzy, like it was like it was all right. It wasn't like a battle. I was like at the edge of my seat. Like it was just like I was expecting more. I was expecting. Like I seen Hazzy battle before, and Hazzy just battled on Friday.
Right. At King of the Ring. That was the other thing. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like, I tip my hat to Hazzy for taking two battles back to back like that.
Right.
But I ain't gonna lie, for that 25,000, I would have been like, babe, Babs, I'm gonna get back to you on that one. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's 25K. You know what I'm saying? But Hazzy did her thing, and you know, Miss Miami did her thing. She came with the energy. She did what she did, you know what I'm saying? And she won fair. Miss Miami won fair and square.
Yeah. Today has kind of been making a lot of headlines, man. Yoshi G. I think it came out that she wrote a rapper and borrowed one of the haymakers. Like she told him, hey, I'm gonna borrow this haymaker, or I'm just gonna change it up a little bit. He gave her permission. And it kind of came out today. How you feel about that? Let me phrase the question. How do you feel about battlers getting permission to borrow a line?
I mean, that's like when Jay-Z say a Biggie line. Like, at least she said that she asked him for permission to use it to flip it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, there's motherfuckers that flip a bunch of lines on each other. They just don't say it. They act like, oh, I ain't never seen you say that in the battle. They act like they ain't watched that battle. at least she acknowledged that she hit homeboy up and was like, can I use that line? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, yeah.
I mean, you know.
It's not really that, but to you, it's not as egregious because she's owning up to it. But it's not like she
stole it, like what she stole it without nobody knowing and all that. Like she said it, like I asked him if I could switch it and flip it, and you know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's not like he wrote it for her.
Yoshi's
dope. Yoshi's dope. But besides that one line,
Oh yeah, she.
What about all the other shit she was saying?
She was on fire.
And her, I will say, her opponent was choking it up all over the place. Like if it was a close battle, I could see people. You know what I mean? But it, I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna wait later to say what I feel. But
yeah, I just but it's interesting though, because when in a tournament setting, people, the level, the expectation is higher. So people are like, yo, you can't choke, the borrowed lines, none of that. None of that can fly. You know what I'm saying? Wait, hold on. You good now? But yeah, no, I just think in the tournament setting, people's expectations are a certain way. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I get that. Now,
Hold on, real quick. Yeah, I was talking to QB and E Hart, Bonnie, and everybody outside the tournament. I was telling them, like, your bars got to be right now bars. All that, they'll catch it later shit. Nah, all that trying to be super. Nah, them shits got to hit today with, for these judges.
Right there. Right there.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. That was the only advice I gave them. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
Like E Hart. E Hart shits was right now. So was Cheddar's. It was like right now. We don't want to hear no old rhymes or whatever, whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
But like I said, I think for the most part, everybody who won deserved it. If you won, you deserved it. Like I said, there's judges there, and that's what they're there for. They're going to give their opinion, and you got to impress them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's it.
That's it. Oh, no. I was going, hold on real quick.
Yeah.
Did you send direct the link to?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I did. No, I definitely did. I guess I wanted to get to, like, as far as your work with Queen of the Ring, with the ladies and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we at a point now where we got Homecoming coming up, which we could talk about. But, you know, Vixen and Jazz is one of the most highly anticipated battles of the year. And it's going on that card. Do you feel like women's battle rap has progressed, regressed, stayed the same? You know, like, what's your assessment?
I think every year, I mean, a few years back, maybe it was like a little decline in female battle rapping. And we the four ones to blame for that, because we was the only ones putting on for the females. So everybody pointed the finger at us. It was, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But it was like a lot of shit going on behind the scenes and all that type of stuff. And, you know, but now it's progressing. It's going up. It's going up, 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 up. You know what I'm saying? And Vixen and Jazz, like, I didn't even know that was, yo, I don't really follow the battle rap like that. I told y'all, because it should be weird. It'd be a bunch of weirdos. Like, it's like when you know people personally, and then you see them, like, how they portray themselves on the internet and all that shit, you like,
that was you?
At least I'd be like that. I'd be like, you know, you ain't even like that, nigga, or shorty, relax. Like, that's not even you. You're a good girl, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not talking about Vixen or Jazz. I'm just saying in general.
Mm-hmm.
When I see them behave in a certain way, I'm just like weirded out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this.
I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna be there on Sunday. I'm definitely going.
You gonna be outside for that? Okay.
Hell yeah! I'm gonna be there on Sunday.
Mm.
Of course, Smack is my brother, man. Like, and so is Chico and Bees. Like, that's family.
Okay.
Bro, you want to run down the card, Tone?
Well, yeah, no, I mean, I guess that's the battle to kind of start with. I don't know if you're at liberty to give predictions here, but
I am.
Let's start with Jazz and Vixen. I mean, and this is back Vixen. Home. This is back in the city for Jazz.
Jazz and Vixen. I don't know, because Jazz is unpredictable. With Jazz, mm-hmm. you don't know what you're gonna get with her. Like when she battled on Geechee, I did not expect that.
Right.
They said she beat Geechee. I think she beat Geechee.
You think she beat? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and it's not, oh, she beat him because she's a girl, or she did good enough, or she did just as good as him, so she won. No, she beat him. Fair and square. She wiped out Gaddis.
It still hurts.
Mm-hmm. That was crazy. So I was live right there for that.
I wasn't there. I missed two flights.
Oh, no, I ain't going to lie, man. You missed. That was one of the events of the.
I left my ID because I was partying the day before, so I left my ID in my fanny pack. And I was living in Yonkers, so when I left at the airport and I was almost halfway there, I have no ID. I'm like, oh man, and I didn't want to take the chance get there, and they let me go through. But when I get there, they don't let me come back.
Right, right.
So I was just like, damn. And then, yeah. You know what's crazy? Drake had texted me, like, yo, you missed two flights, bro. Shop, like, word.
That's crazy. Nah, I ain't gonna lie. That event was crazy. You know, everybody in LA at the time still getting money, so it was no robberies or nothing. So LA was
a, they was PPP'd up. They was,
everybody was smiling when I went out there. I ain't gonna lie.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
It was a good time.
I missed that event, man. But like I said, and Vixen is stepping her shit up crazy every time.
Talk about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like that battle, like I can't even say who I think will win. I really don't know. I'm not even trying to be funny. I really don't know who's gonna win that one. Like that shit could go either way. Mm-hmm. It could be, if Jazz is in her bag, it could be a long night for Vixen. If Vixen is in her bag, it could be a long night for Jazz.
Very much so.
But one thing I know about Jazz, she studies this shit, B. Like, she studies this shit like a fucking nerd. Like, she gets busy. She gets busy. So,
do you think it's going to be a lot of hometown kind of energy in there where, like, the people that's from around the city go? You know what I mean? Or you feel like the New York crowd's gonna be, unbiased and let everybody rock? Like,
New York, they not biased, cause people don't understand. Like with these smack events and all that, even Queen of the Ring, there be, it's like 50% New York, 50% out of town. It don't just.
That's what I'm saying, the niggas.
It don't be like, oh, it's man New York niggas, cause it's in New York. A lot of New York niggas don't even go.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Yo, back in the day, a lot of them New York events that I went to at Irving Plaza, at Webster Hall, even let's Swim of Madness, when I went to Webster Hall, that crowd was mad people from Detroit. It was mad people from St. Louis. What, Chicago? It was barely New Yorkers in there. That's why I'm like, I don't know what niggas is talking about.
Yeah, nah, that shit not about to be no bias-ass event or whatever, mm-hmm. whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, it's going to be fair.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Tom.
You think Jack Boy has a chance against Kayshawn?
We's on the same path. I tell you that.
That is how I had to lead that in. I had to lead into that. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Jack Boy's gonna perform very well, and hopefully, if he takes this shit serious, I don't know if he's gonna beat Kayshawn, because Kayshawn is not gonna let Jack Boy beat him.
Mm.
He like Kayshawn. I think he took Chilla lightly.
Mm-hmm. He did.
And Chilla beat him.
Yeah.
So after that, it's like he's not gonna take nobody lightly. He don't care if you're a rookie or whatever. He's not gonna take you lightly. He's gonna make sure that even if you come 10%, 20%, he's gonna come 100%. And with Jack Boy being that this battle been anticipated, like people been anticipating this battle, or they want to see it and all that.
Right.
He's gonna feel like he gotta walk Jack Boy.
And he said this is his last URL battle too.
Oh, wait, his contract is up or something?
I don't know. He just put on his caption, make sure you in the building. This is my last URL battle. What you just do, Toe?
I don't come on, man. You know I don't believe in that retirement talk.
You know, contract negotiations, man. Come back.
At the end, you know what it is with contracts, right?
Yep.
When you're getting $30,000 a battle and you got $30,000, I'm just saying an example, not Kayshawn, you got that for three battles and you lit. Now you like, wait a minute, that's not enough. $30,000 mm-hmm. is a lot of money for a battle.
Yeah.
Now you're talking about, I need 45. Now you get this contract for three battles for $45,000 each battle. You remember your lifestyle changes and everything. So it's like, wait a minute. I got to pay a car note on this motherfucking, this new AMG Benz. I got my house. I just bought a store. Like, so you're like, wait a minute, 45 ain't enough. And then now you want 50. Now you want 60. You know what I'm saying? And when you know they got the money, because all the battle rappers is pocket watching URL.
Hmm.
All the battle rappers is pocket watching URL. So.
But how do you feel with so now, all the battlers, they, you know what I mean, they pocket watching. They feel like URL got a crazy bag, and URL is coming out and saying, hey, we ain't got the budget for y'all like that. Who? Somebody bullshit. You know what I mean? So.
I don't know who bullshit, man. I don't want to speak
up. Somebody.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
But Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I can't call it. But you, I mean, Shine, you feel like it as is gonna have the edge and the performance and all that as well. He's good. He's not sleeping.
I think Shine might slightly edge it, just because being that this is last battle, you know what I'm saying. And then, like I said, he don't wanna play with Jack Boy because Jack Boy been putting on.
Yeah.
After John, Jack Boy been going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So Shine I know Shine personally. That's my brother. I know how he thinks. He's like, I'm not playing with this nigga. Like, I'm not gonna let this nigga, especially that Jack Boy been talking. So he like, you've been talking. All right, I'm not gonna let this nigga talk and then get the best of me. Crazy. So I think Shine might edge it. I really do. But if he slips up, Jack Boy gonna go crazy.
Okay. Now another veteran like Arsenal Rebel versus Swamp. What do you think about that one?
Yo, I'm in the air about all these battle rappers that battled just last week, man.
Yo, dead ass.
Like, I'm in the air.
We just seen him.
Yeah. Swamp is I think Ars is a better performer than Swamp.
Mm-hmm.
I think Swamp bars lately been crazy. Like Swamp getting busy with it. It depends. Like I said, if some people want to see performance, they gonna go with Ars. If they want to hear bars, see Swamp is from the south. He's calm. He's not like Ars. But Ars is bark on you. Ars could be saying simple shit like, "Your mother's a hoe. I'll put my toe in her mouth." And everybody gonna go crazy. You can say some simple shit like that, and everybody gonna go crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Swamp will be cocked to the side, calmly rapping bars to him and all that, and it might not, you know what I mean? It might not land.
Right.
Especially in motherfucking Urban Plaza, you better bring that energy. Mm-hmm. Gotta have the energy there. You gotta fight there.
He got a little sample size in New York at prom night. I don't think he did too bad.
He did good, but that's not a Urban Plaza.
Plaza, of course it's not.
That's not people dressed up in suits and all that. That's motherfuckers in hoodies,
right?
And jackets.
Wow, of course, niggas staring at you, not blinking, talking all kind of crazy,
smoking blunts, high, drunk.
And remember, that might be the first weekend where it's really cold outside too. So nose running, like
oh nah, it's supposed to be 75. What?
It'll be nice this weekend.
You it's crazy? Nice. It's supposed to be 75.
Oh, 75? Oh, no. Nah,
I think it's supposed to be like 75 Saturday, I believe.
Oh, yeah, don't definitely.
71. Yeah,
because then brother's going to be like, well, shit, I could have been somewhere else, nigga. Like, y'all could have rapped. Fuck wrong with
that's
you?
That's what I'm saying. So honestly, I'm going to keep it 100. They love Ars in New York.
Right.
Love them.
Yeah.
Love Ars out here. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing about Ars. We love that nigga out here, man. We already love. And they fuck. Swamp is still new. And he never battled like in Webster Hall or Urban Plaza. This is different.
Yeah.
This 2,000 people.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Different. It's different.
Yeah.
So that one, I don't know. That one could go either way too. And I'm being totally honest. I'm not trying to be politically correct.
Nah, I feel the same way on that one too.
That could go either way.
Damn, they said it's gonna be 74 on Sunday.
Why. Huh?
They said it, no, I'm for comments. They said it's gonna be 74 on Sunday.
Oh yeah, it's lit. It's lit.
It's crazy. And then I think we up to the last battle is was it Stumbles versus Kid Slade?
I don't know.
I feel like we missed the battle, but yeah, Stumbles versus Kid Slade.
I don't know none of them.
Oh nah, we you'll know even on.
Okay. We ain't Geechee Mook.
Nah, I know. I was gonna save that to the end because
okay.
Geechee
Mook. Yeah, I figured Vague. I kind of get the time of Vague on. I figured that, you know what I mean, Vague ain't, he ain't, they gotta get their name up.
Yeah,
I see. I heard of Stumbles before, but I never seen him. I don't know how he looked. Like, I don't know. But I heard his name before. But
okay.
What you said? What's the other kid's name?
Kid Slade. Kid Slade.
Nah, I never even heard of him, bro.
Okay. All right. So hopefully, shit, they do well enough for
you. Yeah, hopefully Sunday. They make me hear them.
Now we got to get to the main event, man. The main event. And I do think people in the city, especially, are emotionally invested in this matchup. Murder Mook versus Geechee Gotti.
Mook.
Look, yeah, look at Vag. Look at Vag. Look at Vag. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He getting, yeah. Let's get biased in this motherfucker. Yeah. Yo, listen, it's one of them things. All right, so
I'm not even being biased, bro. Like,
oh, you know, I'm just fucking with you, but yeah. Mook, like, what
I'm a Geechee fan too. Geechee knows that. I'm a Geechee fan. Like, I'll bet Geechee on that, on anybody else. But Murder, like, I heard some of Murder shit. I'ma just leave it at that. Okay. I heard some of Murder shit right here. Literally right here in this room.
Yeah,
I mean, I know.
Do rag the old Murder back.
I know what Geechee. If Geechee come, I know Geechee gonna come with some shit. Mm-hmm. But the shit Murder got, he's rapping for the crowd. He's rapping slow for the crowd. They gonna hear him and feel him. Like, you know, Murder be going left. He be taking off, taking his shit different directions. And niggas be like, what? Uh-huh. He be like, you know what I mean? Explaining, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. This one, Murder's not coming to play.
He getting right to that work. Okay.
Yeah, he's not coming to play. And I know Geechee's not going to come play, but I got my bet on Murder.
Okay. Okay.
I'm not saying he's going to 30 Geechee, but he's going to beat him.
Somebody in the building going to make a lot of money off bets. Because I feel like
I used to bet on battles.
Well, why'd you stop?
Because I stopped watching it and paying attention to niggas. So many new niggas that I ain't about to just bet on a nigga I don't know.
Right, right.
Like for example, like Swamp, they said that he had beat Twerk or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of Swamp in my life until he battled Casey J at Kings vs. Queens.
Oh,
I walked past this nigga so many times.
Is it because of the app? Is it because the battle's not on YouTube, or you just don't hear people talking about them? Like, is it because
Swamp?
Yeah,
because I'm not like heavy into battle rap like that. Like, where I got, there's too many niggas. I can't follow everybody. That's y'all job. Y'all bloggers. Y'all gotta follow this shit. Like, y'all gotta watch every battle. We Go Hard. All these leagues. Battle Academy. Y'all gotta watch all that shit to know who's who. Like, yeah. I don't gotta watch that shit.
I ain't gonna lie, I don't watch everything. I ain't gonna lie to you.
That's why I don't know what's that kid's name you said. Kid what?
Kid Slade, yeah.
That's why I never heard of him. Because I mean, like, but like I said, with Swamp, I was at the venue. I walked past him 3-4 times. I didn't know who it was. When they was battling, I'm like, this is Swamp? I didn't know who he was.
Mm.
And then Debo told me, like, yeah, he beat Twerk. I was like, what? I still ain't seen that battle, but that's just what Debo told me.
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty. That went bad.
I see the wreck, man. The wreck in the building.
Turk wasn't his best that day.
Shot the direct.
But so in terms of in terms of future endeavors and stuff like that, and I know you talked about the show that you have, the deal, you know, everything that's going on. You entrepreneurship, man. I mean, that's a staple of, like, I feel like a lot of the people that set the foundation for battle rap had an entrepreneurial spirit. Can you talk a little bit more about the show? You know what I'm saying? Some of the other endeavors that you have going on and stuff like that. Because we want to be able to support as fans of what you've been doing. You know what I'm saying?
I got an actual radio show, like, on Apple Music every Thursday and Friday night. I start next Thursday for the Thursday and Friday. It's 9 p.m. to midnight.
Yeah.
It's on Apple Music. Like, you go to the app and just put Titans of Radio. When my show comes on, you listen, I'm live. Mm-hmm. I do, like, every Friday night. We're going to see about Thursdays, but every Friday night I do about 26,000 to 31,000 unique listeners at one time.
Talk, you know that what
I'm saying? Yeah. I do that, you know what I'm saying? And then that led me to, you know, getting phone calls from Hot 97, which I start my grind season show, I think, like, the second week of January, top of the year. So I'll be on Hot 97 from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. I know it's kind of late, but listen, I need to get in that building.
That's still what? That's fire. You know what I don't care what. That's Hot 97. Listen, come on, man.
To go from battle rap to Hot 97,
come on,
that's huge. Mm-hmm. And I'm still on Apple Music too.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's what I'm doing. I also got a new fragrance coming out in 2 weeks called Purple Lust. It's a unisex fragrance. Like, women wear it smells different from when a man wears it. When I tell y'all this shit is fire, I'm not even gassing it because it's my shit. Like, I'm gonna just let everybody get it, and I'm gonna send out a few packages so I get with y'all. You know what I'm saying? I want to send out some packages. I need people to have it and promote it for me and all that. So I'm gonna definitely send y'all something. You know what I'm saying? So y'all could smell right and get right.
So this this 2 to 5 time slot on Hot 97 is fire. What can people look forward to when they listen to you on Hot? Like when they listen to the content.
Good question. I'm gonna be, because you know we have a program director and we have to play certain songs. It's okay, okay, but I'm bringing K Slate actually co-signed me. So that's why they called me.
Rest in peace.
Peace, man. I'm sorry to cut you off, Vig.
Nah.
I still can't believe K Slate is gone, y'all. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Slate put my name in the air. You know what I'm saying? Because when I went in for my meeting with my manager, like they mentioned it, like Slate spoke highly about you.
That's cold.
So I was like, yo, appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? But I want to like pick up where he left off at. Like I want to bring indie artists up there. I want to bring it back to Dave East, Votto, and I'm coming on the radio and actually rapping on the radio, doing an interview. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to throw a beat on and I'm rapping on the radio live.
Right. Right.
Like I want to bring that feeling back to the streets. I got the streets already. Everybody in the streets fuck with me. Like everybody, everybody's going to support. Like I'm definitely going to have like Kiss up there. Like I'm going to have hitters up there rapping. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then I'll be able to break new artists, indie artists. You know what I mean? Because it's not like a slot at 4 p.m. where they expect these crazy numbers. You know what I'm saying? It's 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. So while I got the light on me, I'm gonna bring indie artists that I know their rap, like SNS, Hattie Rax. You know what I'm saying? They gonna come up there and rap. You know what I'm saying? And I get to do what I do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Absolutely. DJ. I talk shit. I'm funny as fuck. I know how to run a whole show. You know what I'm saying? I know how to do my thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
damn, man.
I'm gonna bring the streets back, and you know I'm here for the indie artists. My show now, Apple Music. Now I got 2 days, but Fridays, what I was doing was I was only bringing female artists on my show. It was based around only female artists.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But now that I'm on Thursdays, I might once in a while bring a male artist up there. You know what I'm saying? Like I bring like female guest DJs. I bring female directors on my show, photographers, entrepreneurs on my show, like, because that's my lane. Female is my lane. So I wanted to stick to what I'm known for, you know what I'm saying? And that's bringing females. So that's what I'm going to do.
That's noble work right there. I don't see too many people. I don't see too many people doing shit like that. In fact, I don't see nobody doing anything like that. And that's fine. You know what I'm saying? Genuine out the mud work, you know what I mean? So I'm proud of you. Whenever something like this happened with people that really set the stage for what we do over here and respecting this realm and take that somewhere else that is needed, I gotta tip my hat, bro. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Big time.
So that's what let's direct that, man. I gotta run, bro.
We doing the outro.
I had to tell my mama, like, mom, I'm gonna be on Black Compass today, man. I said, baby, what's that?
Hey.
Said, listen, man, I'm finally gonna be on Black Compass. Everybody come up on Black Compass. I'm like, you ain't got the realest on there.
I don't got
no battle rap stories or no trolling shit and all that, but like my shit is real. Everything I do is real, and everything I did for the culture is real. Like
talk your shit, man.
It's no weird made up shit. Like niggas just making up shit and trying to come on here to say stuff to spark a buzz, to be on OTFMZ and say shit just to, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna get realness from me all the time, like every time.
Right,
man. Yo, my God, salute.
Definitely big salute to you.
I appreciate y'all. Where's Director? I want to say what's up to Director.
Oh yeah. Let's get the homie in here, man. Without further ado, the historian, the man himself, Rap Grid, all of that. Man, you know what I'm saying? One of the guys, man. You know what I'm saying? I do this because of what the blueprint he put together. All right. So
we got
Direct, man. Direct, what's going on?
What up, y'all?
My guy.
Direct, you ain't hear all the nice things I have to say about you, bro.
I heard. I've been in here for like 20 minutes. I'm here. You know what I mean? How you doing, bro?
Luke Direct.
Good, man. Me and Direct go way back, man.
Yeah. Yo, Vegas mad funny, man. I can't even.
Behind. In real life.
Word.
Yeah.
But yo, man, thank you. I appreciate you. I'm going to go. I'm gonna drive, so I'm gonna watch some of the show. I'm gonna watch, you know what I mean? Direct talk his shit and talk about his genius level of things he does, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
My God, I appreciate y'all.
Yo, man. Salute. Yes, sir.
Yo, congrats. Man, that was Veg. I know he can hear me. Congrats.
Oh, yeah. Big time, man. Shout out to Veg, man, doing some things and representing us in a space that is sorely needed, man. 2 to 5 on Hot 97. Like my man said, you catching people right after the club. Boom, they got that radio. Okay, we got Veg spinning some shit. Word. But we are joined here, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you who do not know who this man is, this is D-Rec. This is one of the guys, man. You know what I'm saying? I just want to say that, man, before we get everything out here started and all that. D-Rec, how are you, man? Let the people know something.
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get back on my workout shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling healthy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? My beard got like, I got a couple naps in my beard, so it's growing. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm out here.
Okay. Hey, listen, my shit turning gray. So, you know, you do. Hey, listen, we out here, we breathing, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I got the, you know, first of all, shout out to Rap Grid, shout out to all the things that you're a part of and stuff like that too. You know, I want to cut right to the chase on the, you know, Chrome 23 and all that. I do want to know what, you know, now you got some time to let it marinate. Let the inbox fill up with the hate and paragraphs.
You was a judge too, man. So we got some things to talk about.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
oh,
yeah, we do.
We have a radio show with four other, you know, four other guys, and they're about to berate me. I already know what's about to happen. You know, the fans here, they know. But yeah, let's talk. What's your takeaway from it? First round activities, just the whole vibe. You know what I mean?
First of all, salute to my sis Rem. Like, it's crazy that I've met all type of people, been in this shit a whole bunch of years from when no one was paying attention all to when people started getting TV looks and all this other shit. Mm. And Rem is one of the realest people I ever met in my life. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really my friend. Me and her formed a friendship before anything else. And she really held it down. So anything I could do to help hold her down, I'm there. You know what I'm saying? Like, out the gate, she calls me, she asks my opinion on stuff. Sometimes I redirect it to someone else, like, yo, you need to talk to this person if you want to do it like this. Like, she really cares. And like, there was even some shit we were talking about off the record, like people that aren't in public favor right now, she cares about them as people. So she's trying to see how she can put them back in the loop and put them in a light to make they start shine brighter. You know what I mean? So I got a lot of love for that woman. So salute to her and her family. But yeah, honor the battles, man. You want to go? Yeah. You want to
wait? Hold up. Because you know, all that salute, Rem, kumbaya. We love Rem over here. We salute. Yeah. But let's get to it, man. E Hart been kind of making some noise. I ain't gonna lie. E Hart versus Cheddar. She said that you gave her the highest, the highest point total for your judging system. Yeah. So I just want you to kind of break down your judging system first. Right. And then we could get into that after, like, just break down a judging system.
Okay, so the judging system is called 5-Cat, and the reason that it exists is because I was throwing a tournament about a year and a half ago. It never ended up going down, but the company paid everybody out anyway, so it was all good. Mm-hmm. But I had a 4-man tournament between Geechee, Loso, B Magic, and Pass. And I had them battling for 50 racks in one day. Mm. And the whole tournament was going to be in one day, like how Fight Club used to do it back in the day. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And we had a couple warm-up battles or whatever, but I was trying to use that tournament format. So I had developed a lot of things that I wanted to debut. You know what I'm saying? From the way it was shot to the way the stage was set up to the judging system. And so, the judging system is called 5-Cat. Stands for 5-Category. So it means for every battle, you'll be based off of 5 categories, which are punchlines, wordplay, crowd control, performance and delivery, and improvisation, right? So you all already know what punchlines are. Mm-hmm. We know what wordplay is. We know what crowd control is, performance and delivery. But the improvisation is something that, you know, I felt was important. Because anything someone does in the moment to sway the crowd in their favor, any type of freestyle ability, or any type of rebuttal ability, even if it's pre-written and can turn the tide of the battle, I feel like battlers should be rewarded for that, because that's not a skill everybody has. And if you don't have one, you should develop it.
Right.
So my thing is forcing people to be versatile. You know what I mean? Because I don't like unjudged battles. Like, unjudged battles was for people who wanted to do a quick promo.
Yeah, break this down. Yeah, let me let him do that. People need to understand this part. Please do this.
So originally a promo battle was an unjudged battle that we used if we had somebody coming into the battle culture and we felt like we don't want to make them feel uncomfortable. This is a good look for them. It's a good look for us. Or somebody that's so accomplished and they've given somebody a shot. Maybe it's somebody coming out of retirement that we thought would never come out of retirement, like a Jin, or even like Iron Solomon when he battled Enes at the time. Like, those moments that everybody wanted to see are moments that we preserve for promo battles. And everybody else kind of just had to get it out the mud. But I feel like now, the way battle rap is, everybody is spoiled. You know what I mean? It's like, my mom always says this. She was like, going through shit builds character. Right, so how much character you have when everything is just handed to you? You know what I mean? There's people who built fan bases off of, I feel like you got it 2-1, but I ain't really got no way to prove it, right? And even like it sucks taking a loss, but I feel like you got to learn how to take a loss, you got to learn how to bounce back. You know what I'm saying? It just makes you stronger. You know what I mean? And also, people say, well, if there was judgments, there would be nothing to talk about. That's not true at all.
Because people
are going to sit there and argue about who won anyway. You know what I mean? Like, just like the E-Hart battle. Everybody's talking about it.
A lot of hate mail, man, in my inbox. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it raises the stakes, man. It puts you in a position where you like, damn, like, I don't want to embarrass myself.
Right.
You know what I mean? You could do a quick promo battle, get a bag, mess up, be on to something else the next week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's why I like judging. But to all the people who don't like judging, I feel what you're saying, because I feel like nobody really ever tried to develop a system and teach people how to be judges properly and then educate the battlers on how they were going to be judged. Right? So that's what we try to do with this. And even I think you'll see in between the first round and the second round, the level that the judges go to as far as being serious, being prepared, understanding the system, and even the battlers. I was taking the battlers to the side like, yo, you need to do this, this, and this next battle. You know what I mean? Because you know what you're going to be judged on.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And I like the fact that the improv part, right, which a lot of people reflexively, right, we could be honest about it and talk about the past. You know, I did see the antennas go up a little bit on the MCs, like, wait a minute, I'm not a freestyler, but it's to add points to the people who do it, not to deduct points from the people who don't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You still want to reward that. That's why I think the way that you set it up, it's not taking points away. It's adding points, right? Because people could tell you why somebody lost and also not be able to tell you why the other person won at the same time. It's weird. That you ever experienced that? Somebody, they could tell you why somebody lost, but they can't tell you why the other person won.
Yeah, I don't like that. And I feel like they don't differentiate. And here's another thing the system does. So what it does is gives you a score between 1 to 3 in every single category. So the highest score you can get, and if you have a perfect round, you had a rebuttal, the wordplay is fire, you performed your ass off, et cetera, et cetera, you'll get a 15 in that round. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, and the highest score you could get overall is 50. So there was only two. I didn't give nobody the highest score, but E-Hart was a little mistaken because I gave her a perfect round. I believe it was her second round.
Yeah, she had two rebuttals, and then she was just second.
The wordplay was crazy. I felt like she delivered the hell out of it, and I think that I gave K Profit a perfect round with her first round. No, her second round against Bonnie.
She was fucked.
K-Profit was, and Bonnie was one of my favorites, you know what I mean?
Talk about it. What about it? Because I know particularly for level of lyricism, you know, and I'm going to just say like, I know what K Profit brings to the table. The fact that Bonnie was right up there with her made that into a great battle. But what did you take away from that battle?
Out the gate, I was like, yo, Bonnie is showing what it is to be like an all-around MC. When she did like the apple and the pear shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, when we created the judging system, it was either going to be improvisation or creativity.
Yeah. Right?
But we felt like creativity was too wide of a spectrum.
Mm.
It could be creative in how you put your bars together.
Anything could be like, yeah.
Yeah. But I really felt like she got outside the box without losing people, which is hard to do. Anyone can have a creative idea, but them shits be falling flat all the time.
Mm. Right.
You know what I mean? So I think that out the gate, like, she was punching. She was funny. It wasn't so funny that you like, oh, all she know how to do is tell jokes. It wasn't like mm-hmm. that. It was just, she brought up a good point and it was relevant to what people are thinking about in society right now anyway. So she did something that was on the tip of everybody's tongues and on everybody's mind. So
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was like, all right, it might be over, man. And K Profit fought back. Yo, whenever you think a battle's over after someone goes and then the opponent kind of makes it close,
mm-hmm.
that's when a real battle starts.
That's when it starts. That's when it begins. Yeah.
And I thought that battle was close. I think I had Bonnie winning by a point.
By a small margin, for sure.
It was just, they was both killing. And I feel like Bonnie's first round was the thing that really set it apart. Because I had her losing the second round.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I felt the third was neck and neck. So it came down to what she did in the first round. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I get you.
Back to E Heart.
Yeah, let's get back to E Heart now.
Okay, so here's something that I think about. Yo, what up, Treehouse? What up, Ari?
Mm-hmm,
Salute to y'all.
Yeah.
I think that this is another reason why I created the point system, Tony, because I want you to speak to what was going through your head as we were judging this, right?
Sure.
So, performance and delivery. It's hard, and me and Easy were arguing about this because he felt like when you loud and you come with energy, that's a top score for performance and delivery. I said, even if being loud and crazy, like Hitman or Disaster, one of them, if that's not your style, you can still be smooth and have a lower pitch. But if the crowd is completely silent and they eating out of your palm, to me, that's still a top level score for performance and delivery. And the biggest separation in that battle to me was actually the wordplay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt like Cheddar was punching and she was saying good punches, you know what I'm saying? But the in-between bars and the setups, you know what I mean? Sometimes it was A, B, A, B. Not saying it was bad, but it was just simpler. And I feel like E Heart was scheming and really rhyming words on the way to her punches. You know what I mean? And I felt like she consistently was doing that throughout the whole battle. And I even said during it, like, yo, I'm the judge that's going to focus on wordplay. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to be able to get away with saying certain shit. I like wordplay and I like rapping.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I felt like just the way she pieced her whole shit together was so, it was like poignant and it was like meticulous. You know what I'm saying? While also having a crisp performance and having crowd pleasers and stuff like that. So overall, that's really why I gave it the Heart. Every round, it was like they both went crazy, but I like Heart's wordplay a little better.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to get that three out of me. It's hard to get that top score.
Yeah,
out of
that me. That three. Yeah, it's tough, right?
Yeah.
I mean, me personally, I thought Heart was really good. Still, you know what I'm saying? I do think there were moments in the battle, in my opinion, where, you know, if they're neck and neck and Cheddar's running a mile a minute, it's times where I think Heart kind of, not that she took a back seat, but it wasn't as potent. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, her second round was crazy. I ended up giving first and third to Cheddar. And I kind of felt like it was a level of hunger there. And the way that she finished off in the third, even though Heart had the rebuttals, her Heart and E flips were crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like everything that she had right there in the moment, and she was crisp as well too. She had the same type of control. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't up there rushing anything, but she has a very deliberate pocket. When you talk about performance delivery, ability to kind of use that ring, that's what I look at. E Hard actually is underrated in that category as well. But I felt like Cheddar's like, yo, y'all gonna respect what I'm saying. I know who I'm up against, and I'm gonna just fill the clock up. I'm gonna fill up the scoreboard with this work. And it worked. It wasn't rambling. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't rambling. It was pointed. She has something to say in each round, I felt like. You know what I'm saying? It was interesting because I you know, Hart had a very much of a, yo, I'm E Hart. You know what I'm saying? What are you going to say to me type of thing? And I'm like, well, she's saying it to you. Like, she's saying what needs to be, you know what I mean? So it was one of those, but it comes down to the margins, I think. You know what I mean? As far as the battle. I'm sure that, you know, and this is why in the moment, and we can segue to this, watching the battles over. Typically, if I'm in a judging situation, I'm going to, you know, various rounds of doing that. I typically wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? I like to just, you know, be in the moment each time because I feel like the MCs they can't think about the last battle. And I feel like the judges shouldn't be thinking about the last battle either. Right, every time you come in, it's a fresh hunt, like every single time, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I personally don't do that. But
well, I thought that was good because we looked at it different. And that's another thing too. I was telling the girls, like, ain't gonna be no cheating because we're not the same type of people. You know what I'm saying? We probably would be over there arguing about who really won something close, which really is what happened. Mm. You know what I mean? So I respect your side and your point of view. And my biggest thing is I hate when people judge battles and they can't explain it. They just, 2-1. When you can explain it and there's proof, then what can you say? I really didn't agree with Easy. Man, it might have been on the same battle. I forget what he said, but I didn't agree. But the way he broke down how he saw it, I was like, that's how you saw it. He gave me a whole paragraph explanation. What can I say?
I don't agree. But he's able to give you something to where you like, okay, I understand why you came at it from that angle and stuff like that too. And it's interesting, like when you selected the judge, like you came up with the judging system, the judging diversity itself, the value of having a battler on that group, right? Like, what do you think that adds to any tournament? And do you think there should be more battlers that kind of engage in the judging?
This is actually funny. So me and Remy agreed on the judges together. It was like a whole 5-week long thing that me and her was going back and forth about. And I actually think that battlers shouldn't judge. Active battlers shouldn't judge.
Active battlers should judge either.
Talk about it.
And the reason I think that is because you never know what relationship someone has with someone or what they'll try to pull out the woodworks or anything like that. And I feel like judges should be trained professionals that are known specifically as judges.
Right.
Like, I feel like when you see Tony, bro, you could be like, oh yeah, he one of the best battle rap judges. That's what he do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like you can have that title. You could be trained at that position and that could turn into be a consistent paid position for you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I feel like people should be trained up for that. Right. And I feel like when you're a battler, it's so much things going on in your head. You might be like, oh, that's my man or this and that. Now, I'm not saying it's like that for everybody because there are people like Quest McCody, Marv One, Thesaurus. I think they are excellent judges for the way that they sit back and break down battles behind the scenes. But I think it's fair that way. And I think if there was a pool of like 15 judges that everybody knew that this is what y'all do, I feel like it would make things interesting and it would be another lane.
Right.
That's actually, I never really thought about it like that. That's dope.
Very good.
We low key could train people.
Interesting.
Imagine if Mayweather and Canelo had a rematch and the judges was like Errol Spence and like. I don't know,
Crawford.
Crawford and shit.
Corey,
like, yo, it'd be like, yo, that's your man.
Yeah, I definitely. I feel like active battlers shouldn't be judges because it's like, how do you could easily be swayed being an active in the field? To me, battler, I think you could easily be swayed.
Yeah, I mean, there's something that wouldn't be, but I like it better that way. But I understand why people want battlers to judge because they feel like people just understand it on a different level.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like when you've been in a battlefield before, you know. But like, yo, like another person, like Jen. Jen is fucking meticulous. Like, he watches this shit all the time. I talk to him about the shit. Mm-hmm. He asks me mad questions. Like, he's in it. He just don't feel like he has it in his heart to battle no more. But that's somebody I think will be a crazy judge. And if Jen said you lost, like, niggas ain't arguing with him.
Yeah,
like,
you gotta take. Come on, man. That's the.
Yeah.
The, you know what I mean?
Tell Jen. Tell Jen. Come through, man.
Let's spin the block. Right. What's up, right, Jen?
I'm gonna tell him. I'll get Jen on here for y'all.
That's a fact. That's fire.
Yeah, I definitely think, you know, one thing I think battlers pick up on that I can't, right, as someone who's never stepped in the ring, never, and I don't, and by the way, I would never do the shit that people do. The more battles that I watch, I've been to probably somewhere around 1,000 battles, but I would never do the shit, right? So I just want to put that out there. But I think battlers pick up on when you have to come back, when you have to make that comeback. Yeah. You just stood in front of a crazy-ass round, and you able to meet the round, or if not surpass the round, but be right there. I think people like Easy pick up on that a lot. They process that differently than I do, I should say, right? Like the nuances of what it took to get a punchline over. You know what I'm saying? When I'm talking to Easy, he's like, yo, did you hear the shit she was saying going into that though? You know what I'm saying? It's different for them, I feel like. So I see the argument for and against.
Yeah,
is what I'm saying.
So, but it's like, let me ask you this though. Why do you think, I think I'm a pretty good judge. Why do you think I'm like that, even though I don't battle?
Man, you've been a man. Come on, man. You were Savannah this shit, bro. Come on, my nigga. You Fat Five Freddy, bro. Like, we not. Come on, man. You've been out here. Like, it's different because I feel like you have a certain empathy, and you have to be well traveled as well.
You have to be well traveled. Number one,
in every room, you've appreciated every style, every different type of motherfucker in this game. Backpacker, street nigga, they know who Direct is because of the work you put in. So you have a certain competency, a certain empathy that a lot of fans, a lot of people just don't have, right? So on top of the work you already put in. So it's different for you, I feel like. You was
at this. I'm gonna tell you what it really is. It's that, but it's that I used to battle.
Oh, you used to, exactly. Yeah. Like you was on the court. Yeah. You know what this shit is about.
The funny thing is, I'm the most rapping nigga of all time. Like, if you was around me all day, I'd be rapping at you all day. I just don't. You just wouldn't know from the way I act around battle rap events and shit like that. But I'm the most, like, my whole life is a freestyle. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But man, I just think you gotta, if you have the ability to look at rap, I always say it on like a macro level. If you just see the words and the letters start floating, and you know what I mean, you just look at it like advanced algebra and realize the trigonometry and the calculus that's going into you know what I'm saying? These wordplay formulas, you know what I mean? And you got it. I mean, y'all got it too. Like, Tony, I think you're a great judge. You know what I'm saying? That's why I want, like, whether I agree with you or I don't agree with you, mm-hmm. I think that you're somebody that can sit up there and take the heat if it's a decision people don't like. You can explain yourself if you got to do interviews. And ain't nobody going to get mad and try to fight you or try to discredit you.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's what we do, you know. I feel like that comes from that debating and just doing this shit for a minute. Like, in terms of, I wanted to ask you too, like, you know, the second round, right? And I know we're not going to comment and give predictions or whatever. Yeah. But the second round of a tournament, right? That's when I feel like you start to... It's just a different energy from the first round. First round could be great, but that second round, right, where you went home, you told everybody you advanced, now you can start to be like, visualize, yo, I really might be able to win this bread. Talk about it from your standpoint. What do you think is going to be different second round? Like, what do you think is going to change the atmosphere?
Well, second round, Rem already said that she want to have all new judges. She don't want to keep the same judges two rounds in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what you want to do is use judges the first round, use judges the second round, and then maybe people will see, we like just judge, and then bring back the preferred judges
right
for the third round, the rest of the tournament, something like that.
Yeah,
is what she's planning on doing. Mm-hmm. So I get to sit back and watch the second one.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, so I think the second round is going to be good, and I think you're going to see a lot of better performances for people. Because since it is judged and they saw how it was judged, now they got time to digest it. You know what I mean? I think tournaments either show you who people really are. They show you all. They be fucking up. They not prepared. They not ready for no intense situations. And then you have people who are going to rise to the occasion because they're putting in a situation and they're going against people that they would never be afforded the opportunity to in the first place.
Talk about it.
You know what I mean? Like somebody like Caution could go up against somebody like Bonnie, right? Mm-hmm. And people, like, no one would ever predict that she would beat Bonnie. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a couple, I don't know. But, like, if she went in there and beat Bonnie, now she got a name for herself. Now she right. got the culture talking about herself. It might have took her 3 years to do that, just battling regular. And I think that's the dope thing about competitions. And I say that's why we need things to be judged, because these opportunities don't come regular. Like, you have to really destroy somebody. Like, think about all the battlers that got on in the last, like, 5 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
They had some type of performance that just resounded around the battle rap community and was so loud. So many people promoted it and put up clips and used social media to their advantage that it caught a wave for them, right? Mm-hmm. But it's hard mm-hmm. to do that. There's a lot of people who've been out there busting their ass and killing people with names, without names, in a row,
mm-hmm.
a year or two. And they still like, yo, your man, was his name Benji Lolo?
Is that yeah, Benji Lolo, yeah.
Man, nigga had mad viral moments.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I've enjoyed some of his battles. I sat there and watched them joints. Mm-hmm. And he ain't on no big cards for nothing.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Why do you feel that is?
It looked like it. Now, I don't know. I literally don't know. I'm just like a
yeah.
situation.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like he just pissed off the wrong person a couple years ago or something, and they just blocking him. That's what it looked like to me. Because right. I feel like after the Undertaker shit, he should have been on Mag.
Out of here. Like, yeah.
We had
other battlers do the same shit.
Earlier this year, we had Jim Jones on here, and we asked him about what battler he heard about, who he liked, and Benji Lowe was the first person he brought up.
Yeah.
Looked like the Undertaker coming.
Yeah, he was
crazy.
Like, yo, son, who did that? That shit was fire. Like, stuff like that. But the tournaments cut through the politics, right? It cuts through the bullshit. Yeah. Like, now it goes back to the essence. You can rap, you can rap. We go on the fifth period lunch, and we going to see who the fuck can rap better. That's how we used to work. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I like that. That's the value to me of the tournaments. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Yeah, big time, man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think tournaments are just, it's exciting. Like, yo, when I sit down and talk to sponsors about sponsoring mm-hmm. battle raps, I've been in meetings where they've said, we don't get it. Who wins?
Oh.
Yeah, that killed me. Well, like, the thing is, we have a self-contained culture, right? We know mm-hmm. what goes on. We know the history behind it, right? But it has to be easily digestible, right?
Mm-hmm.
The reason why it was easy for Grind Time to blow up a long time ago was because the rounds were short. The battles weren't 68 minutes long.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You have people from all different cultures. So you could be Chinese, old, young, white, whatever. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And enjoy somebody on the platform. And at the end, there was a winner and a loser. And you got to type, like, oh, this was some bullshit. Oh, I love him. He's on a winning streak. Like, look at battle rap can't do what WCW did, right? I'm going to get deep. At a time where WWF was killing the game,
right?
WCW did one of the smartest marketing tactics I ever seen. Not only did they rebrand WWF people, what's the one thing that they did that's relevant to this conversation?
You said WCW?
WCW.
They used it to make a star.
Oh, the winning streak. Goldberg.
Goldberg.
Yeah. The 100 plus wins.
People were obsessed with the fact that Goldberg won so many times in a row. He became one of the biggest stars out of WWF, WCW, TNA, any league, ECW. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody wanted to follow that storyline. You know what I'm saying? And just implementing judging is going to create so many natural storylines. And another thing is, when the rounds are shorter and you have judging, you can have one thing that the battle rap culture hates: rematches.
Ha! Battle rap culture hates rematches.
They starting to like it though. Rematches.
I, They different.
Starting to like it because we done seen every single fucking battle we ever wanted to see. We spoiled. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's still a few we ain't get.
Years, it's like, oh, damn, nigga. Battling again?
For real.
That's funny, man.
Yo, I be seeing some of these cars like, come on, son. Like, let me breathe for 3 months.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That,
yeah, I think some of the people got to master the art of letting themselves breathe.
A little bit.
Like, yo, if I owned the league right now, I would be remixing shit. I'd be like, yo, for 6 months, we doing all niggas you never seen before.
Right.
And whoever gets the most fan reaction out of that, get to battle the OGs when they come back off their break.
You know? I mean, they fake kind of, well, not fake. They did it. They had a card where the Crucibles got to battle some of like the veterans, like Chess and like LaFleur. They just kind of did that.
Yeah,
I heard that was a little successful.
But I think those things are successful because you get to see people in situations you wouldn't normally see them in. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, if you take the top five people and keep mismatching them, there's been battles announced that I'm like, damn, that didn't happen.
Yo, yeah, for real.
Thinking like, damn, I could have swore y'all battle.
But for real. On
multiple cards with different ops. Like, yeah.
This shit ain't you gotta know how to build up the storylines, you know what I'm saying? That's why I like UFC. I feel like so many people like mixed martial arts. Because I can sit there. Here's another way to look at it too. You a new fan, you want to get into battle rap, but you don't understand like what's going on. Like, all right, he battled him and he won. He won for real. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, I feel like he won. But there's other people to think the other dude won. That's confusing for a new fan. And then it's like, if you could say, okay, he beat this one, he lost to this dude, but then he got him back the second one, and now he's the champion of this, and he got the title over here. And that's easy to follow if you're just a fan and you casually watch it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like the majority of people that consume these things aren't niche, super duper fans.
Right.
People casually watching or stopping in, and some of them become super fans over time. But that shit, the shit is mad. If I started watching battle rap, if I like battle rap, but I didn't really know what's going on, I started watching today, I would say, like, who's the best? This person. You ask 10 people, you're going to get 10 different answers.
10 different answers, yeah. Yeah.
There's no consistency in that. I mean, it's cool and it's nice, and the battlers are reaping the rewards of it. But I just think as far as putting together a product, you know what I'm saying? And creating competition, you know what I mean? I think it's kind of hurtful to that side.
That was real gems right there. I hope
people. I want to ask that too.
But let's get to some of the ventures that you're involved in. Are you still involved with GTX? You still involvement on that side? Like, and I wanted to also ask about the podcast and Rap Grid. And where you see that, you know, kind of going, and it's a staple in the culture as a platform. So just want to get into some of the other things that you've been involved in. So let's start with the GTX first. Like, are you still, you know, involved with what they have?
As far as GTX goes, it's really on Lush and Diz. You know what I'm saying? Diz went out the country. He took a little break for a while. Lush is doing his thing with No Jumper. So really, that just depends on when everybody want to come back together and do a new event the proper way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then the Crooked Eye and Diz thing is still being worked out. So, you know, I guess when they announce that, it will be easier to have a conversation.
Okay.
About that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I thought they announced it. Like with that prom thing.
They announced it, but they didn't follow up yet.
Man, yeah, I know he's gonna follow up. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you know, as far as Rap Grid as an entity and stuff like that, like you know, I think I have to tip my hat because that was, you know, that's where we went to go get the pay-per-views still, where we go to get the pay-per-views, and you know, a lot of the content and stuff like that, the quality content that we saw. You know, where do you see that right now? And you know, are there any sort of plans, adding things and things like that? You know, what could fans kind of look out for that? And
well, The thing about Rap Grid is funny is that it started as an e-commerce site, right? So it's literally for like battle rappers to sell their merch, you know what I'm saying, their albums, whatever else they had going on. That's the whole reason it was created. Mm. And then it turned into like, well, we're not getting as many visitors as we want. So I wrote that top 100 battles of all time article. And then we started getting traction to the site, and I started writing blogs. That was working, and I'm like, nah, man, we got to take advantage of YouTube. So I kind of mixed what Vlad was doing, and also like started doing my own little documentaries. You know what I mean?
Right.
Videos on there, all kind of stuff. So I was like, we got to make it a media hub, and then we got to push people back to the site. And then it was like, well, if the e-commerce isn't working, let's host people's VODs and kind of make it like a Netflix of battle rap. And where you gotta pop out, and not a subscription service, but if you pop out and just pay for someone's events, we creating revenue for the leagues that wasn't there before. You know what I mean? Because all the pay-per-view services at the time, it wasn't easy like it is now to just pick up your phone and stream. You know what I'm saying? There was a learning curve with it. So we launched the VOD. We were successful doing a lot of RBE events on there. And we did a couple Queen of the Rings too. And people took to it, and we figured a lot of things out. So then we started off with the pay-per-view, ran into a couple bumps in the road, worked it out after a little bit, started working hand-in-hand with Avocado also.
Yeah.
And that's when it really took off. So Rap Grid kind of runs itself now. And when it comes to, like, I was doing a lot of those event recaps and all that other shit to promote Rap Grid as a VOD or a PPV service. You know what I'm saying? The way we had it set up, I drop a blog, we have a commercial on it, people would go by, and that system worked for a while. But I think, sometimes I get the itch to start blogging again and stuff too, but there's so many people doing it now. Like, I always like being
everybody person. Ain't you. I'm not trying to hear that. Stop playing.
I appreciate it.
You had a Netflix of battle rap idea before Netflix was really like Netflix for real. Like you was already seeing the vision for where content is now, where people pay for the stuff that they like. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's premium. We live in a premium content environment, and you saw that vision early on. So come on, man. We not. It's different.
Let me ask you like this: as a fan of battle rap, right? I see, all right, there's mad people doing event recaps now. There's mad people blogging. There's mad people like, so I was like, all right, man, y'all got it. Let me go do something else. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you feel like I should start blogging again?
Yes. You know why? Because I feel like, number one, there's a certain authenticity that people crave, right? Like, we already know what the resume comes with, and we know you was around for a lot of moments that shape this culture, so it's going to be different. You know what I'm saying? I think what a lot of people are enthusiastic, but they don't have the feel for the aesthetic, the presentation that people need. So you would have an advantage in that, and then the access that you would have to certain people. You'd be able to talk to or contact people casually for the show to provide, you know, different color commentary or just whatever. Like, you could interview people that people want. Like, this is why I know about interviews. People like interviews, but they want to see certain people do those interviews. Like, I would want to see a conversation between you and Jen. You know what I'm saying? You and Iron, like, you know what I mean? Like you and Wendy Day. Like, I like shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm historian like that. And there's a lane for us graybeards that is grown men. We ain't gonna be listening to Speed and all that. The Twitch guys screaming and all that. We grown men. I'm gonna have a beer. I'm gonna listen to some real shit. You feel what I'm saying? So there's a lane for that, bro. And you know what I'm saying? You would be more than welcome to do that. For real.
Well, I will say this. I'm coming out with a show soon. It's called Top Rising.
Yeah.
I'm either going to film it in my living room or I'm going to film it at the studio right next to my house. We're just seeing what we want to do with the aesthetic. But, I won't call it a podcast or like a blog, but it's going to be like an actual show. You know what I mean? So look out for that coming soon. Top Rising is going to be the new direct show, and I think people will really love it. And there's been a lot of thought going into it for some months. You know what I'm saying? Right. I'm just wrapping up last few sponsors.
You
know what I mean? So we can really get it popping. And then I got, I can't say it all the way yet. You know what I'm saying? But me and Remy Ma, this is why I don't know if you follow me on Instagram. I just posted a picture of me and her, and I gave her a lot of props. You know what I'm saying? Because she told me that she was going to do something when me and her first started getting cool.
Right.
And she saw it all the way through and she did it. So now me and her have a major situation. Fingers crossed. If everything goes well, battle rap community is going to be getting something that they've been asking for years. And it's going to be in the biggest way possible. And me and Remy Ma have a huge hand in that situation. And the day that I can sit down and say, bam, I think that's the day that everything is going to stop in battle rap. And people are going to be like, yo, what?
Yo, man.
Y'all did what?
Come on, son. Come on, yeah. D. Come on. You one of them people, bro. You always been one of them people. You got news, but you don't got, you can't give, I ain't ready for the details yet. I'd be insulted by that. I do, but I understand it though. Yeah. So, and I rock with you. But I'm just, you have to know, for those of us who just do stuff, and yeah, we get a few little accomplishments, off, but you innovative, creative people, like, you know how annoying that is? Like, yo, Direct, what? Because I know you're not lying. I know it's some shit.
Yeah.
Remy and Direct working on something ill. Okay. All right.
No, it's been being worked on for like a year and a half.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? It's that long. Really, really longer than that, but actively like a year and a half, and we're like, literally almost there. And once contracts are signed, pen is to paper,
mm-hmm.
and things are 100% ready to go, and that announcement comes out,
mm-hmm.
man, I can't wait.
It's gonna be that, ready. Man. Listen, man. Yeah. Direct, man. I'm excited, man. I like what you got going on in terms of when you never as a we could always say you never did nothing to embarrass us. You never did no clown stuff. You always kept it official, always kept adding to the shit. So I want to give you your flowers and thank you for that. Cause
appreciate
the
you.
Tony Bros of the world, the Francis, the, you know, the people that really put in the work to really like maneuver this shit and kind of help build that museum. You one of the guys that we look to like, yo, nah, that's some solid shit right there. That's some shit that he would fuck with. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
It's important to us, man. So I appreciate you for doing your thing. I wanna do this though. I wanna give you an ISO, talk to the people, let them know how they can follow you if they're not already following you and all that good stuff and anything you want to close out with.
So yo, I want to say this too, right? Because I've been reading the comments as we've been talking, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The comments.
First of all, everybody saying, yo, don't tell it. Yo, hush, less is more, chill. The only reason I said this much. It's because it's almost done. I'm trying to tell y'all something. It's gonna be 2 years before y'all hear what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Around the corner. You know what I'm saying? That's the only reason I'm saying that. So you can get hype and you can start talking about it. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. And I'm being the asshole on purpose, man. It's kind of funny. Tony, I'll tell you what it is. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, no doubt.
You might already know.
Oh, well, I don't. I hear what I don't. I don't even be speculating, you know what I'm saying? I like to be surprised too, so you know,
right?
But
my man Slim Mason was in here and he was talking about organized culture. Me and Bishop both got a little busy. I'm gonna circle back with him soon if that's something that y'all really like, you know what I'm saying? Make sure to drop a line to me and Bishop about it on social media. You know what I mean? Because I love my bro Bishop, and he's well connected. Yeah. Well connected. So we were able to talk about a lot of things and get people on there that a lot of other people didn't have access to. You know what I mean? Right. That was cool. But yo, just like follow me on social media. My name is Direct Everywhere at DRECT. Listen, I'm going to give you all a golden nugget, right? If you rap, if you battle, your personality, trying to be a blogger, whatever. Don't have these crazy long at names. Your name can't be Huggy Bear Smith on Twitter and then be like Bingo Popping My Man 5 on Instagram. Ain't nobody ever gonna find you, bro. My name is DRECT literally everywhere. If you Google it, all my social media will come up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So please give me a follow. I've been promising everybody that I'm gonna post more this year, because I come from a family that does not like to post on social media, and I'd be forgetting about it, and I don't care, but I always be on everybody else. I do influencer marketing and digital branding, and I'm not a PR person, but I've done PR for some people. Oh. And so I'll be on people about posting. You got to do this. You got to treat it like a job. For somebody that does all that, I do not like being on social media. But I realize, you know, people want to feel tapped in with you. And I've got a lot of positive feedback. And we keep it positive in my circle. So, you know, I already said, give us a hint.
Ari, chill. Chill out, Ari. Yeah. Wait for the movie, Tarantino. Come on now. You know?
I'm trying to see if I can give y'all a hint. My hint is I almost said some shit. I almost said some shit by accident.
Yo, was that somebody? Okay.
That you might hit the power button on one of your electronic devices that you might not normally see people battle rapping on.
Huh.
And you might see them there. You might see me up there.
Hmm.
You might see Remy Ma up there.
Hmm.
And you might get to learn a little bit more about your favorite battlers that you previously might have known, not have known.
Okay. Listen, man, we're gonna leave the people with
that. Nigga call me the Riddler. I do be.
Nah, we're gonna leave it with that. Hey, Direct, man, I appreciate you. I appreciate your time, brother. You know what I'm saying? You always welcomed up here. Me and you gotta talk about some things.
Right.
But you're always welcome, man. And stay safe till next time. I'll be there at the next joint as well. You know what I mean? And big salute on everything that you got going on and that you have done for this game that we all enjoy.
Appreciate you. We about to go further.
Yeah. You know yeah.
I mean? About to go further. If you could get my riddle, up.
Talk that. All right, Direct. I'm gonna catch you, bro. All
right, y'all. Appreciate you.
No doubt, man. No doubt. That is two legends, man. Two legends on the same episode, man. Vague, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Vague, man. Vague is going to be, you know, he's just signed over to Hot 97. So he's going to be spinning records, Hot 97, like late night time, slot time. Y'all understand what that is, you know what I mean? Like out the club, out the, you know what I mean? We might be going to the next little kickback, you know what I'm saying? Like Vague's on the radio. So big salute to Vague for doing everything that he's doing. You know what I'm saying? And big salute to Direct, man. You hear what he got going on, man. This is the guy who put together Rap Grid well before and saw the vision well before all of us did. And he's working on something really dope with Rim. So y'all be in tune with that and all that good stuff, man. And there will be a show tonight. I will be remiss if I did not mention there'll be a show tonight. So Polo, Driz, Posey is on deck, man. We're going to talk homecoming. You know, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get roasted a little bit. So we're going to make that happen, man. So K-Money, Dave, everybody in here, there will be a show tonight. But I'm up out of here, man. Follow us, Black Compass BCM on Twitter. I got a whole bunch of guests slated for next week, man. I'm going to tap in with my Rochester guys. I got to tap in with Premier Battle. Shout out to Bizzo. Shout out to Visual. Shout out to the whole scene out there, man. Everybody's doing their thing. Raptor. Know what I mean? Then we tapping in with the Rochester cast. Shout out to my man Stretch Mills. Text me today, man. Shout out to Stretch. Shout out to Tom. We on it, man. But Black Compass Media, we outside this weekend too, y'all. Homecoming. Get your fits ready. It's going to be nice outside. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all started already getting that winter weight. You know what I'm saying? The winter weight. You know what I mean? You know when it's kind of warm in the fall, you get that. You getting fat already for the winter. Yeah, so it might get nasty this weekend. So salute to everybody, man. Y'all continue to do y'all thing. Black Compass Media. Tone Bro, I'm out. Peace.